Steve Cochran podcast. Rocky Laporte is on the phone with us, and here in studio, John DeCoste and Tim Benker. All my good friends, unless you guys talk about me behind my back. Rock, let's start with you. Do you talk about me behind my back?
No, only good things. I only say good things about you, buddy.
John?
That balances off. I only say bad things.
Okay, and Tim, you're neutral?
I'm the world's largest suck-up, Steve. I never say anything horrible about you.
New Year's Eve, we're all going to get together, along with Dean Richards and Ross Cochran. And who knows? We may, you know, announce a few more. And that's at the Tivoli in Downers Grove. Easy to get tickets, John. How do you do it?
You just go to eventbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E. Just put in Steve Cochran, and it pops right up. Click it, and there you got tickets. It's pretty easy.
And it's not, you know, it's not a squeaky clean show, but it's a show you won't have to, you know, explain to your family, your grandparents,
correct,
or your kids.
Correct.
It's clean company.
Yep.
So.
And we're going to do some things that we do every year. We're going to have the year in review. Is that?
Or do the year in review. Yeah. So try to find something funny about 2018.
That'd be very difficult.
And John, we're going to have music too, right?
Yeah. We're going to have music. We have, for the first time ever, we have the Canterbury Carolers who will be singing between 6:30 and 7. And,
Rocky's singing with them, right?
Rocky's going to sing with them.
Yeah. Rocky, you're going to do a couple of numbers?
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, come, Anthony.
Tickets how and where?
You go to eventbrite.com to get those tickets, B-R-I-T-E. We're also going to have our game show, our match game.
Oh, that's
this
right,
year,
for prizes.
And they're really good prizes this year.
I don't want to give it all away, but the prizes include my pillows.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A Norelco razor.
That's right.
With a Santa writing on
with
the back
Santa
of it.
Writing.
It's that razor.
Yeah.
Oh. It's that razor. And still new and in the box. It's not like I used it.
No.
I'm giving it to you.
No.
Old candy.
Old candy.
From Doc Emmerich at NBC Sports.
Yep. And bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads.
I have those as
well.
Yeah,
we have bobbleheads.
Hawks bobbleheads.
Yeah. Yeah, but the good ones.
Yeah, it's the good ones.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about value. Does the razor go up in value because you used it or not?
It may also drop like the stock market.
Okay, how about candy that Doc Emmerich touched?
That's very valuable.
That's okay, actually very valuable.
Yeah, and it's got some nostalgic value as well. And as always, every New Year's, I've got 20s in my wallet with your name on them.
God, he's amazing the amount.
That is a tradition.
That is a tradition, yes. Handing out money. So
We have the big prize, but we're not going to give that away.
And I haven't talked to you about this because you produce these events. I may have an even bigger prize than the big prize you're thinking of.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
You know what?
So you're going to want to be there.
I'm not in on everything, but when you say we have a big prize, I don't think you know what it is yet.
No, I can tell Steve.
Well, maybe
knows.
Not exactly, but I know where it's coming from.
I
know where it's coming from.
When Steve says something like that, it means big.
Yeah, we're not messing around.
Big. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a hint? Can you give us a hint?
No.
Anthony.
All right, so let's talk about stand-up comedy for a second here, because we've all done it for a long time. I don't get a chance to do it very much. Tim didn't as well when he did radio, and Tim runs a business separately, but you two road dogs.
Road dogs.
You're out there nonstop. So, but let's go back to a shared experience. First time you ever got paid to do comedy, where and when? Rock?
Oh, man, I think I got $5. It was in at the Comedy Cottage. Remember that place, John?
Yeah.
$5.
Well, that shows
a paid spot.
I started before Rocky, and I got two.
$2.
I got hired the first audition night, Thursday, and then they hired me for a week later, and I got $2 for my show.
Tim?
I started before John.
Yep.
Just by a few months, and I got $2 for my first time. And John? Tell them, who was the first actor you saw when you went to the Comedy Cottage?
Tim Benker.
That's right.
Comedy Gallery.
I got double what you guys got.
Well, you're worth it.
Five is more than double, but we're not going to ask you to do math at any point during the show.
The Comedy Gallery in Charleston, South Carolina.
Really?
Which is a diner
by
day and a comedy club at night. I got $100.
Get out.
Wait a minute.
And I ate it. But I was on a radio at that point. I was on a radio, and I, you know, so
it
was worth
$100. So it wasn't in New York. I always assumed.
No. I started out. Yeah, I did, but paid.
Paid.
Yeah, paid.
So wow.
That'd be the difference. All right. Smallest crowd you ever worked to, Tim?
Doing my joke marathons, I've worked with two people.
Two people?
Yes. I had to have two people watching me. So they were there by force. So, yeah, I would talk to two people.
And these are marathons where Tim set world records for the most consecutive amount of hours doing jokes.
Yes.
I can actually beat that.
Okay.
Yeah.
One?
Yeah. One guy making an omelet.
Where was that?
This was for the gambling boat in Aurora, where they had all their, it was like employee appreciation. I was on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the guy following me was one guy making an omelet. He was practicing, and we were the only two in the ballroom. And she made me
7
show.
O'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Why were you doing stand-up at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Because it was, they're a 24-hour boat, so it was 7, 3, and 7 at night. And I got the 7 a.m.
Oh, man.
And it was just myself and the guy making the omelet.
Did you play to the omelet guy?
She made me do the show. Well, we should get started.
I had a similar experience. A club called Moonlighting in St. Louis, which was only open a couple of years. Mm-hmm. A blizzard. Absolute blizzard. I showed up. The other two acts didn't even show up. I showed up. And I said, we're not doing this, are we? And she said, you see those people? There's another manager. I go, yeah? He goes, they paid. We're doing this.
Yeah, boy.
Four people, one table. Oh. I sat at the table with the microphone and did the show.
Oh,
Rock?
Perfect.
That's what happened in, I was in Connecticut or something, and it was a blizzard, and four people showed up.
Same
and
four.
They were going to call the show. Yeah, four. But yeah, listen, but then two of the people, it was a guy and his daughter. They go, we drove 2 hours to see you.
Whoa.
So it was like, I got it. Now you got to do the show. Yeah, you know. And so we did it, and it actually went okay for four. I've had bigger crowds that were worse, you know.
How much money did you owe them?
I know, right? Hey, did I ever tell you guys about this? Remember when the Cubs beat the Indians in the World Series that October?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, literally a month and a half later, the Cleveland Indians front office hired me to do their Christmas party. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So you did the Christmas party for the you did the saddest Christmas party ever?
Almost, pretty much. But you know how they introduced me? Let's go, this next guy's from Chicago.
No, they're booing me.
And I'm like, I'm a White Sox fan, you idiot. Like, you know?
How about the roughest crowd you ever worked? Tim? I can start you off if you want.
You know, go to John. I'll bet you the omelet guy heckled you, John, right?
No, actually, roughest crowd, do you remember Diana Limo?
Yes.
She got us
great
a job.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Very
great
funny.
Comedian.
Passed away a long time ago. Diane got us booked in a prison in Streeter, Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah, women's prison. It was pretty bad.
I've been trying to get in there for years.
You got to know people. Rock, roughest crowd?
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. One time I did a, I thought I walked into a Hell's Angels meeting. Like, these guys were, I go, oh, man, I'm in the wrong place. And the contact guy's name was Vito. These guys were undercover DEA agents. Like, they infiltrated motorcycle gangs. They were actually okay. It turned out okay. But it was like, I go, oh, man, this is going to be a train wreck.
Wow.
But,
I thought you were going to tell me it was the Indians' Christmas party.
Yeah.
I mentioned this before.
I did a comedy gallery clubs in Minneapolis?
Yep.
There used to be four or five of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had one in Uptown. And lights go down, walk up on stage. Stage being generous, it was a riser. Walk up on stage, lights come up, and there's a guy who's very drunk who's grabbed the microphone. Uh-huh. The show hasn't even started yet. And I try to laugh it off, have some fun with him. He turns around, takes the swing at me, and it's like slow motion, right? He hasn't said a word yet. Takes a swing at me. I lean back. He misses. He falls face first into the table in the front row. Breaks his lip and his teeth and various other things. The show starts with blood and an ambulance.
Wow.
Good times. Good
you
times.
On the floor.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's true. Very good. Very good.
But you guys will agree.
I did a show in, we're in Tikrit. We're in Saddam Hussein's hometown 2 weeks before they caught him. And we're doing a show out in a soccer field for 5,000 troops. And we had to wear flak jackets and helmets the whole time. You could hear gunfire and artillery.
You're kidding.
And we're on a flatbed trailer, and you just hear gunfire for 2 days straight. And I go, you think it's bad here? I go, I was just in Detroit for 2 weeks.
Hey, speaking of Detroit, Detroit reminds me of Michigan. Michigan reminds me of Tim Allen. You're friends with Tim Allen. How'd you meet him?
You know what? He actually, I did a Tonight Show, and he was at home, and he saw me on the Tonight Show, and then he asked me to do a benefit for them, and I did it, and then he put me in a couple movies, and we became friends.
He was in, I don't know, about a year ago on the show, on the radio show. I hadn't seen him in years. Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good guy. Is that your experience with him, or is he a Hollywood pain?
No, he's a good guy, and so is Drew Carey. I went to Iraq with Drew a few times, and he's a real good guy.
Was that like in an effort to get in a Showcase Showdown? What was that about for you?
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing a joke off in Iraq.
Yeah, of course you are. Rock, what were you doing before you got into stand-up?
Oh, man, I did a lot of stuff. I drove a truck for a long time.
Didn't you deliver pizza ovens, Rocky?
That was my last delivery, believe it or not. They gave me the heart on my last day of work. That's a good, you got a good memory, John.
I remember it, yeah.
You reminded Rocky.
I got a hernia, believe it or not, lifting a pizza. I delivered a pizza oven to this lady's house.
I remember Rocky going up on stage. It wasn't at the Cottage. It was at the Higgins Street Cafe. Do you remember that one, Rock? When they broke up, when they split. So Rocky goes up on stage, and Rocky is Rocky. He's making them laugh by just saying hello. And it's like, oh, my God. And he kills. And we were talking in the parking lot. I don't know if you remember that. And he goes, I don't know, John. And he goes, you know, maybe someday, you know, I'd like to do this, like, full time. Maybe, you know, maybe even headline. I go, Rocky, you will be headlining before me. No, that's impossible. Well, he was. He was. He's that good. He's that good.
Did you know you were funny, Rock, before you started to try and chase this and, you know, and get out there?
You know what? Yeah, I used to just get in trouble all the time in school. So, like, just for, not bad, but just for being an idiot, you know. And they never sent me to the office. They would just go in the hall. And then I go in the hall, and I think of more stuff to say when I came. And then when I came back in the room, was like, hey, second show, you know.
Oh, God. That's so good.
There's a thing about Rocky LaPorte.
I'm trying to find my report card. 1 year, I'm not even kidding. Like, people think I'm making this up. I got straight F's. Like, I flunked. How do you flunk lunch? And I even got like I got an F minus. I didn't even. That's like you failed and then some. Like, how do you get an F minus?
I don't know. Did you play ball? Did you play sports?
Yeah, I played football, baseball. I boxed. You know, I did a lot of sports.
So
my body's killing me at this point in my life, you know?
Yes.
I was a tackle on the football team, and I sat next to our star running back, who I blocked for.
Mm-hmm.
And the math teacher, the 11th grade math teacher, would hand back the tests, and they were folded over. So you had to show your work on the inside for each one of the problems. You'd write the grade on the outside, but the paper was flipped over, and you weren't supposed to look at it until everybody got their papers back. And this guy was a dick. So he hands out all the papers. We're sitting there. It's me, the tackle. The running back's next to me. I'm supposed to be the dummy. I'm the tackle. The running back's sitting next to me. We flip the papers over. I look to my right. He got a 4. And I just started falling apart because I don't understand how you get a 4. I mean, a 0 I get.
Right.
Yeah. How do you get a 4?
What the heck?
Like,
you
spelled
right?
Half of your name right? How do you get a 4?
Yeah. holy cow.
So the cliche is true. Everybody got in trouble in school?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not so much
you
trouble
too, John?
For me.
I don't think, John. You were a bad guy.
No, everybody, I chose the right times, I guess, to be funny. So even the teachers thought I was, you know.
Yeah, but you've got that face. Yeah. And by the way, I don't.
Yeah.
But you have that face where people think you like them.
Yep.
And that you can't wait to hear everything from them.
Correct.
And they tell you things.
Mm. Very rarely, but yes.
I've got the kind of face where people go, what happened? You okay? What happened? Rocky's got this too. There's something about Rocky, and you'll see this on New Year's Eve if you haven't seen Rock Live, but there's something about Rocky that just makes you want to follow him around and, you know, give him a hug and tell him how much you love him. And I don't know where that comes from, Rock, but I know you well enough to know that's a natural thing.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I think people are just trying to help this thing. Like, I want to help this nitwit out through life. You know?
Well, it's kind of cool for me because Rocky and I have known each other for years. And it was in 2010. you were doing the warm up for Rosie, and he didn't like it. He's like, "Ah, John, this is that's not what I do." You know, so he gave it to me, and I got to do the Rosie O'Donnell show. But we're working together in June. My first time in Vegas. That's Rocky.
That's and amazing. You've never done Vegas.
I know. It's 36 years. You'd think I would have done Vegas once, but
even as a showgirl, you never did it.
Never as a showgirl. I auditioned.
Right,
but
didn't make the cut.
No. First of all, I can't do a leg kick. That's not going to happen.
Well, I think that's great,
John,
that Rocky gave you that.
You're too tall, John. They want 5'8" and under.
Yes. Right, that's exactly right.
That was it. That's the reason. That's the reason. Yes. Circumference.
New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake until midnight. That's Rocky LaPorte on the phone, and John DeCoste, Tim Benker, and me. Dean Richards will be there as well. Oh, Ross Cochran, we're going to have a fun time. Good show. Eventbrite.com. 18th consecutive year not having New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I give and I give and I give. Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite.com. You got anything special booked in 19 that you want to talk about, or would you have to kill us because you know people?
Who, me?
Yeah. No, the other Italian on the phone.
Yeah. Here's my impression. Hey, I'm doing an impression of there's an Italian guy that works at an information booth. There's an Italian guy that works at an information booth. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know nothing. You get it? Probably they put him in the information booth if he ain't going to give up nothing.
Yeah, I get
it. More of a visual.
No, it's really not. It's really not.
No, it works. It works.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
It works big time.
Have you got anything booked for 19 that you want to talk about? Are you doing another movie? Are you you starting to go back to stripping?
Yeah, I might do that. I got my big GED reunion coming up there. In 2019, I'm going to be working Vegas with John.
It'll be fun.
And I was supposed to do a Jimmy Fallon, and then they moved my date. So they said they're going to give me something in the spring of 2019. And you know, it's so funny. I want to talk Jimmy years ago, about 20 years ago. He opened for me in a bar in San Bernardino.
That's a great story.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a good panel, and it was kind of like a rough biker bar, and I go, oh, they're going to kill this kid, because he looked like he was 12 at the time.
And it was just him and his guitar, right?
Yeah, yeah, and he won him over, man. He won him over. I was like, wow, you know?
Whatever happened to him? Did he ever make anything of himself, that Jimmy Fallon?
I don't know. I think he's working in Jersey or something.
Speaking of comics, other than us, here's a discussion that we get into on the radio sometimes. This is another discussion that's starting to make me feel old. Best three comics of all time. Now, the average age in this room is about 104. So I think I know where we're going on this, and I'll start for you. I'll give you mine. Carlin,
mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby, not what we know now. Cosby is a stand-up comedian.
Right.
And Eddie Murphy. Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Richard Pryor, number one, going away.
All right.
Rock?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Wait, I thought you were Rodney.
I liked. Oh, okay. No, I loved Rodney. Was funny, and I guess Carlin, you know, and Pryor.
John,
yeah, Pryor number one, because that's I think was I introduced to that. But then
Pryor make the F word sound like music.
God, it was. Yeah. I didn't even realize he was swearing. It was just.
It was artistic.
Yeah, the content for real. Was
tremendous.
So funny, you know. But I was always a big fan of Bob Newhart. I always liked listening to, you know, the
Newhart
albums.
And Newhart and Pryor are very similar.
They're almost identical. They're almost identical.
Yeah.
He opened for him at a biker bar with a guitar.
Is that right?
I'm not
so Newhart
and
Pryor, who's the third?
That's a tough one. I will not say Carlin. How about that? I won't say Carlin. I liked him, but I would... Maybe Don Rickles always made me laugh. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he could do the fake anger and, you know, just slam anybody.
Oh.
You know?
You know what the first comedy album I ever heard was? I bet you got, you remember Jose Jimenez?
Oh, sure. God, yeah.
Jose Jimenez.
Dana.
Yeah.
Dana something.
Bill Dana. That was the first comedy album I heard.
Wow. Well, Steve, Bill Cosby's Wonderfulness was the first comedy album I ever heard.
Is he in your top three?
He is not. I got to go with Rodney Dangerfield. I worked with him quite a few times in Vegas. and Seinfeld.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, Rock. It was actually pretty cool. And, yeah, there's stories about him where he only wears a bathrobe, and sometimes he doesn't cinch it all the way closed. And a lot of people know that story. But Rodney, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, no, that would be good.
You know, it's he started around the same time I did, and, you know, we're still neck and neck as far as career goes. And I have to go back to Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was not, you know, he was mostly known as a host, but his monologues influenced me, and I always loved that.
You know, what's funny is none of us mention any current guys that are out there getting it done now. Yeah. Is it because we're bitter old men, or because they haven't gotten there yet? Because there's guys I love now. I love Gaffigan.
Right.
Brian Regan.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney's great. Who else, Rock? Who do you like today?
There's a guy named Greg Hahn that makes me laugh.
Yeah,
he's
funny. Greg is good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
funny. I like Chappelle.
Yeah, Chappelle's very
I like Chappelle. Yeah.
Chappelle's very funny.
And Brian Regan. Very clean.
Regan, yeah.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Kathleen Madigan's good too.
She's tremendous.
And Steve, you went to see her.
Ross is for my birthday this year. Ross took me to see Kathleen Madigan at College of DuPage. She's great. Nice. She killed it.
Yep.
Oh, so nice. Good. Yeah, she's a good egg, man.
Speaking of family, Rock, how's everybody? Now, you have 47 children, is that right?
Something like that. You know, when you get to that number, like, you kind of, you know, lose count and you start calling people, hey, chief and boss, you know. Where that comes from.
Is Chief the older kid or the younger kid?
I think Big Chief is the oldest one.
Now, you're single now, right, Rock?
Yes, sir, man. You got something hooked up for me?
Well, we'll see how good New Year's Eve goes. What's it like dating in 2018, 2019?
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird, you know, with the receding hairline and a bigger stomach, but these are the kind of women I'm meeting.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, I did not see that coming.
How do you meet women? Are you on one of these dating sites?
No, I just show up, you know.
What, at their house?
Yeah, wherever.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I got a restraining order, though, now.
Would you like to get married again?
No, I don't think so. I'm good, man. I like being single, you know?
Right. Free. Don't like to be tied down. Gotta go.
Somebody following you around the house all day, telling you what you're doing wrong. You know what I mean? It's like, that'd be fun for about 10 minutes, you know?
Hard to believe you didn't stay married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. You know?
What a shocker. Again, if people haven't seen Rocky Live, you've been missing out, so you'll have a chance to do it on New Year's Eve. What else, guys? You got anything else you want to throw into this foray here?
I was laughing. I told you about John Campanera. You know Johnny, Rocky.
Yeah.
He was talking about dating because he's recently divorced, so he's, 63, and he's trying to date. And he says his best line is, hey, you had me at go to hell.
Hey, John's another guy. I heard he's not going to be doing comedy anymore because he had a blood clot from all the traveling. He said he's not booking nothing after New Year's Eve, you know?
Really? Is that right? I didn't know that.
Oh, that may be. He did talk about his health. Yeah, he did talk about that a little bit because he was doing a lot of cruise ships. He was, you know.
Yeah, and he was on planes all the time.
Yeah.
You think Newhart and Rickles sat around like this talking?
Man. Maybe.
Yeah, Newhart and Rickles, you think they sat around like this?
No, Rickles worked till the end, and I think Newhart's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And Rocky, you know, you said he's retiring. Seinfeld said this, and I kind of subscribe to this. You don't retire from being a comedian.
No.
You die one, you know, whether you're working or not.
Because right.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Well, yeah, and if you're funny, you're funny.
Exactly.
I mean, you're funny every day or you're not.
Right.
I've never known anybody.
It's who we are, right? That's who we are.
Mm-hmm. I've never known anybody that's been successful at comedy that couldn't be funny in a hallway. And I don't remember who called it funny in a hallway, but I always liked that phrase because if you can be funny in a hallway, you can be funny anywhere.
Right.
In other words, at work, at home, wherever.
I've said that for a long time. It's like, you know, there's so many comics that I've run into. Like, I've sat with them for an hour and they have never said anything funny.
They're like technicians.
Yeah.
They learn the craft and how to do it, but they don't have it inherent inside them.
So funny in the hallway is really good.
That's a good phrase?
That's your book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your book.
Rocky just hung up on us. So I don't know. Apparently, it was something that Tim said.
I know.
Tim, why would you?
I do that.
Why would you do that?
let's remind people how they get tickets again. No, Rocky, we just got to disconnect. We're running out of time anyway.
No, that's perfect. That time,
John, how would Rocky say goodbye to everybody?
So he'd say, hey, chief.
Right.
Hey, boss, bye.
Talk to you later, toots.
Talk to you later, toots.
Snap his finger, point at you.
Hey,
toots.
You. Yeah, I don't know nothing. Please come out to our New Year's Eve show because it is just so much fun. And I think this year, out of all the years, will be... We always get better every year. And this is my... I'm really looking forward to this. And all you have to do is go online to eventbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E, put in Steve Cochran show, boom. It clicks up. There you go. You got tickets. Come in. It's all good. And I said this before. It's the beautiful Tivoli in Downers Grove, so centrally located, 7 o'clock till 9. But the doors open at 6. But if you get there a little early, you can still come in the lobby. You know, it's not like you have to wait outside. Last year there was an issue with that, and we fixed that.
Yeah. So if anybody had hypothermia last year, we apologize.
No, right. God, it was not our fault. But
you're in immediately.
Yeah. And looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful theater.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
Tim Benker, great to see you.
Same here, buddy. Thank you.
John DeCoste, great to see you.
I see you a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the Steve Cochran podcast, complete. Tell your friends. They can download it here and listen to The Morning on 720 WGN.